Hi and welcome to another podcast from The Human Diver, where we are looking to apply counter-errorism techniques in diving. By that we mean human factors and non-technical skills. Our goal is to give you the knowledge and skills so that your dives are safer and more enjoyable. The podcast consists of audio blogs which have been published on our website. Show notes will be provided so you can dig deeper if you want. Ready to jump in? NTSB finds blind spot in San Francisco International Airport radar after near miss to aviation's greatest disaster. This is from a report in the Mercury News. The Wayward Air Canada plane that nearly caused an aviation disaster at San Francisco International Airport on July 7th dropped off radar displays for 12 seconds in the moments before it approached four fully loaded passenger jets on the taxiway, according to new information released on Wednesday from federal aviation officials investigating the incident. A source familiar with the investigation called it a blind spot that is a half mile from the start of runway 28 right and taxiway C. I have provided a link to the report in the show notes. In aviation, when a near miss of a catastrophic error takes place, everyone, including pilots, airline companies, government agencies, passenger witnesses, air traffic control and airport administration, all work together on a federal level through the NTSB and the FAA to find the cause. One of the reasons for the multiple parties being involved is because on average it takes at least seven mistakes to cause a catastrophic error in aviation. So there's lots to learn from taking apart a near miss and looking at the context, rich data across different areas. Fortunately, things have moved on and investigators have the help of black box recorders, video surveillance systems, team-based communication protocols, and practice simulation at work in the aviation industry to maximize safety effectiveness. They also have a level of legal protection which allows candid information to be protected from the judiciary. Indeed, 2 years ago in the UK, the High Court prevented the release of cockpit video and audio materials to the police and legal teams who were looking at criminal investigations into two crashes. Of note, even if a single individual's actions are solely contributory to the accident or near miss, in aviation, the ultimate goal goes beyond the singular blame to an educational and training requirement program change. An individual who has managed to fail at this level exposes a failure of the system somehow, and we all agree that is a good thing to discuss and fix. In the case of the Air Canada flight AC759, it only took a month to expose a systematic failure. Now consider what happens in the diving industry when someone puts their hand up and says, "We had a close call, here is what happened." Often it includes discussions about missed checks, incorrect assumptions, poor briefing, inadequate assessment of the risks, changes which were obvious after the event, and so on. The armchair pundits start pointing fingers and saying, "You should have done this or that," and don't look at the systemic or cultural issues at play. Hindsight bias provides a clarity which is not possible in real time. I've just seen two specific instances about this. One involved a four-person dive team who drifted at depth, 70 to 80 meters, and got separated from their chase boat because their skipper didn't see the DSMB on the surface. They were picked up nearly 10 kilometers from the drop-in point. The second was a fatality in the Far East when a group of open water divers entered a wreck at 37 meters, all using single cylinders as their gas source. The inside of the wreck silted out, and one of the divers died as they were lost inside. The result of this online criticism? People stop telling stories which allow other people to learn from their experience. You can't teach everyone everything in a training class. You don't have enough time, nor does the instructor have enough experience. Therefore, you have to learn from others' mistakes and near misses in a manner which talks about why decisions were made a certain way, even if that means they broke the rules. The acceptable level of risk is a personal construct. With hindsight, you are always better informed than the person at the time. The diving community does not have an FAA, a CAA, an ESA, or whatever overarching regulatory body exists in that territory, and I think it would add a level of complexity to a recreational activity that is probably not needed. Furthermore, diving does not have an independent investigative body such as the AAIB or the NTSB, and any investigation that takes place is often protectionist in nature due to the threat of legal action. Indeed, one agency's incident form says, "This form is being prepared in the event of litigation." What are the chances that the real story will come out if it means that rules, guidance, or process has been broken? Human error is normal. If there are consistent errors by the user at the sharp end, these are not individual issues, they are systemic issues. However, to identify where those systemic issues lie, we need to collect data in a manner which allows it to be collated and analyzed using a standard framework covering not just the proximal cause, but also to identify systemic issues. Aviation is as safe as it is because they have learned to recognize that human error and failure are normal and talk about it in a non-judgmental way. Crucially, you can fire an individual, but if you don't change the system, the failure will continue to happen. Thanks for listening to this podcast. If you'd like to know more about what was discussed in this episode, head over to the Human Diver website at thehumandiver.com, where you will find details about our education programs, the If Only documentary, the book Under Pressure, and the many, many blogs we have published there. If you think others should listen and learn, consider sharing the link. Thank you.